Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 325, A Word from Angel Gabriella. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the third month, on the 16th day of the third month.
Dear Dan, not long after M and I started attending U2 Church, 1994, CB21 purchased a small two-story house as an investment property. And in order to provide some use for the property until the investment was realized, the upper floor was dedicated to church services, and the lower floor was rented out. There were still some things left in the house from the previous tenants. One was a poster on the wall that had a poem. I liked the poem so much that I wrote it down on a piece of paper, then later on entered it into my word processor, and then printed it out on my then Panasonic dot matrix printer and taped it on the wall of the bedroom that I use as an office. In late 1999, just after I started to attend church, U3, I was talking with CB3 about how much pain I was in and that I wanted to soak in hot tub or jacuzzi or something. He had at one time mentioned how he had a membership at a Bali health club. Later on he got me a guest pass, which I used, and not long after that I joined the Bali club for a year. After a while I developed a routine of swimming, soaking in the jacuzzi, and going into the sauna. One day while I was in the sauna, a lady entered and sat down across from me. Saunas by their nature have somewhat low visibility because of the steam and low lighting, so I really didn't see the lady's face very well. But not long after she got situated, she asked me if I wanted to hear a poem. As she started to read, I piped up and remarked that I had that very same poem at home. After my untimely outburst, she kindly finished reading the poem. We may have talked a little more, but after that I left. And then, not long after that, Angel Gabe said that she was indeed Angel Gabriella, in human form. Now, during this time I was in a sort of a state of low-level freak out, because just about every time I left the house and came across someone else, Gabe would later say, that was so-and-so, meaning they were angels, in the flesh, etc. So I sort of got a little gun-shy after a while, wondering if the next human being I came upon was not so human. Sometimes it seemed as if most of heaven had come to earth just so Gabe could tell me who they were after the fact. Please allow us to share with you the poem that I copied, and that later Gabriella made a point of reading out loud to me in the sauna at Bali. My name is, I Am, by Helen Malicote. I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly my Lord was speaking, my name is I Am. He paused. I waited. He continued. When you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not, I was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not, I will be. When you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is, I am. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.